Part A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Number 1.
The director seems very upset. I thought the project's going well.
It is going well, but it is also way over budget.
What does the woman imply? Number 2.
My car doesn't seem to be working, and I have an interview in an hour.
I can drive you there.
What does the man offer to the woman? Number 3.
This might be the hardest assignment I've had. I definitely won't be able to solve this problem by myself.
Well, Lucas took the subject last semester and he passed with flying colors.
What would the man probably do? Number 4.
The stain just won't go away.
Have you tried lemon and baking soda?
What does the woman suggest the man to do? Number 5.
I thought Ava said that she played in this movie.
She did. She was one of the extras.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
Excuse me. I'm trying to get to the National Museum. Could you show me the way?
I am on my way to the courthouse and the National Museum happens to be located next to it.
What would the woman probably do? Number 7.
Which one do you prefer, the red one or the blue one?
I am not a big fan of the red one.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
Professor Mitchell didn't give us any assignment today.
Yes. Can you believe that?
What can be inferred about Professor Mitchell? Number 9.
You haven't had much success in convincing the buyers, have you?
Quite the opposite. They just called me and they agreed to the proposal.
What had the man assumed about the woman? Number 10.
This is the 15th CD that you bought in a week.
The cover caught my eye.
What does the man mean? Number 11.
Hi, Sarah. How was your first day?
I had a great day. I thought it was going to be dull.
What does the woman imply? Number 12.
I heard that you are still living with your parents.
Yes, I'm still in that sleepy little town.
What does the woman mean? Number 13.
There's this new romantic movie out. Do you want to watch it?
I'll pass. I can't stand romantic movies.
What does the man mean? Number 14.
Why was Elena crying last night?
Eric brought up her failing scores.
What does the man mean? Number 15.
What are you thinking now? A penny for your thoughts?
I am just thinking about the upcoming exam.
What does the man want? Number 16.
Did you really used to work in a circus?
No, I just made the story up as a joke.
What does the man mean? Number 17.
Kate is acrophobic.
Ah, that why she doesn't want to do bungee jumping.
What does the man imply? Number 18.
Have you found your lost luggage?
I have contacted the lost and found, but they still have no clue as to my luggage's whereabouts.
What does the man mean? Number 19.
Why are you back so soon?
They called off the game when it started to rain very hard.
What does the man mean? Number 20.
They said they will be here in a minute.
I can hardly wait.
How does the woman probably feel? Number 21.
It doesn't make any sense for us to go all the way to Jack's hometown tonight.
Especially since he'll be visiting us in 2 days.
What does the woman mean? Number 22.
Is your watch still broken?
Yes. I took it to the store and they said unless the product is under warranty, I need to pay for the service.
What does the woman imply? Number 23.
Samuel should learn to keep his temper.
Is that why he got thrown off the team?
What does the man imply? Number 24.
You wear glasses.
Yes, my farsightedness is just getting worse.
What does the man imply? Number 25.
Hey, don't forget to call Tristan once you are done with your work.
Okay, I'll call him right away.
What will the man probably do next? Number 26.
Do you see Professor Mitchell?
He's in his office. Why are you looking for him?
I need to hand in my proposal today.
What does the woman need to do? Number 27.
You were not in Dana's birthday party, weren't you?
Yes. I was feeling a bit under the weather yesterday.
Why did the man not go to Dana's party? Number 28.
Who are you looking for?
I am looking for Dr. Nelson.
He just stepped out of his office.
What does the man mean? Number 29.
Do you remember Samantha? I just ran into her at the bus station.
Really? How is she now?
What does the man mean? Number 30.
Sarah will move to France this summer.
I bet she wishes she had learned to speak French when she was in high school.
What does the woman imply? End of part A. Part B. Directions. In Part B, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will be asked some questions. The conversations and questions will be spoken at just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Questions 31 to 34. Listen to a conversation between the man and the woman.
Hi, I want to book a return flight from New York to Miami for two people.
When would you like to travel?
We are hoping to go on Monday the 22nd, but is it possible to book different days coming back? Let's say the 25th for my colleague and the 28th for me.
No problem. What time do you want to travel?
When is the first flight?
The first flight is scheduled to take off at 5:35 a.m. and will land in Miami at 8:39 a.m.
Okay, I'll take that one.
For the return ticket, what time do you want to travel?
Is it possible to leave the returns open?
Of course. Do you want to go economy, business, or first class?
Business class. How much would that be?
$335 per person each way. How do you want to pay?
By credit card. Also, I was wondering if you could add these air miles onto my frequent flyer card?
Certainly. I'll book the flights for you now. May I know the names of the people traveling?
Number 31. What is the man's request for his return tickets? Number 32. How much should the man pay for both tickets? Number 33. Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 34. When will the man return from Miami? Questions 35 to 39. Listen to a conversation at an office.
We should have a review meeting about our corporate social responsibility project.
Ah, our CSR last week, you mean?
Yes.
Sure. Are you free on Thursday?
Let me just check my agenda. Sorry. I'm busy on Thursday. How about Friday?
Sorry, I can't manage Friday. Clients all day. Can you do Monday?
Monday is not really convenient for me. I'll be out of office all day.
Okay. How about Wednesday?
Wednesday seems okay.
Great. Let's say Wednesday, 11:30. Would that suit you?
That'll work for me.
Number 35. When will they have the meeting? Number 36. What time will they have the meeting? Number 37. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 38. What will the meeting be about? Number 39. What does CSR stand for? End of part B. Part C. Directions. In Part C, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will be asked some questions. The talks and questions will be spoken at just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Question 40 to 42. Listen to a direction given by Jessica Mendez, the manager on duty.
Good morning and welcome, everybody. I'm Jessica Mendez and I'm the manager on duty at this exhibition center. For this year's International Travel Exhibition, we are expecting to attract more than 10,000 visitors per day. Ladies and gentlemen, you are among the 200 extra staff that specifically recruited to help look after those visitors. Now, to ensure that everything runs smoothly, all of you will be divided into four teams. The blue team, the green team, the red team, and the yellow team. Each team will be given t-shirts based on their team's color, so you can be easily identified. First, for all those who will be looking after the phones and handling all calls regarding the exhibition, they will be on the red team. Now, we've also put the entrance staff on the red team and you'll be stamping the entrance tickets and giving out publicity leaflets, okay? Next, yellow team is for those who are involved in distributing entrance tickets and those who are responsible for the information booths. Now, most of the hospitality staff have been put in the blue team, so the chefs among you and the kitchen hands will all need a blue t-shirt. Those who will be responsible for the traffic in the car parks are on the green team. This year we've also employed a considerable number of attendants to direct the human traffic around the exhibition center. Now, you'll be working in the exhibition hall at all times, giving directions and generally helping people whenever you can, and you will be in the red team, so please collect a red t-shirt.
Number 40. How many extra staffs are recruited for the exhibition? Number 41. What is the responsibility for yellow team? Number 42. Where would the probable work location for green team during the exhibition? Question 43 to 46. Listen to an instruction given by a health officer.
So, today I will explain about steps of lower back, legs, and feet exercises. This exercise consists of four easy steps. First, we start with your feet flat on the floor. Then, raise your right heels as high as you can and hold it for 3 seconds. Second, lower your heel to the floor and raise your toes high off the floor and hold it for 3 seconds. Third, lift your right foot and straighten your leg and hold it for another 3 seconds. Finally, the fourth step, Point your toes down and clench your toes. Hold it for 3 seconds. Once you are done with the right foot, do the same thing with the left foot. Then, repeat the exercise 3 times for each foot for healthier lower back, legs, and feet.
Number 43. How long should the leg be straightened on step 3? Number 44. How many times does the speaker recommend this exercise to be done? Number 45. What is the main purpose of this talk? Number 46. What is the first step of the exercise? Question 47 to 50. Listen to the presentation about backing up computers.
Originally, only computer experts had some sort of tape drive in their home computer and backed up their hard drives. Other computer users wouldn't back up as they didn't know how to. And it wasn't relevant for people using computer at work, as their important data used to be on an office server. At most, people would occasionally save some of their important files on a floppy disk or CD. So what has changed and why is it important to back up your computer now? Firstly, we all used to work at large desktop computers, but now many people have laptops and the chance of getting damaged are high. Secondly, hard drives are now much bigger than they used to be and contain far too much data to store on CDs or DVDs. For example, we used to store a few favorite photos in albums, but these days we all have thousands of photos stored on our computers. Some of our most important memories are often stored on our hard drive. Thirdly, the number of people using computers, especially children, has risen dramatically in the past decade. Before then, children never used to do homework on a computer, they always wrote it. Today, the home computer is essential in completing homework, and backing up regularly makes sure this work isn't lost. Today, I want to talk about continuous backup protection system.
Number 47. What is the first reason that the speaker gives? Number 48. What does the speaker say about photos and memory? Number 49. Why did only the computer experts back up their hard drive? Number 50. How many reasons does the speaker give on the importance of backing up our computer? End of part C.